Before the first reading, I wanted to explain a little bit of the setting of that reading because it has an important place in our liturgy today. It helps us to understand what the gospel is saying to us, what the church is wanting to teach us during these 5 weeks that we are listening to the chapter 6 of the Gospel of St. John. You know, Elijah, tired and despairing, goes to sleep. He's woken by an angel and is told to eat and to drink food that God has provided for him. He goes to sleep again and again. He is wakened and said, "Eat and drink, or you will not have strength for the journey." And then it says, strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. Well, that very word there, 40, calls to mind several other things. The 40 years that the Jews wandered in the desert, nourished by God with that heavenly bread they called manna. Calls to mind Jesus' 40 days in the desert, when he was nourished by the very presence of his Father in his life, when he was tempted to seek worldly bread. The church wants us to see that passage as that promise of being nourished for strength for our journey. Not a physical journey, but the journey through life. And that strengthening that the church wants us to grow in our understanding of is the bread and the drink that we receive through the Eucharist, the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. When I was on retreat back in June, I found a book in the bookstore at the Spiritual Life Center that caught my attention. It was called, or is called, The Healing Power of the Eucharist. It's a book written by a priest in his 70s, apparently somewhat of a known speaker, but I had not had much contact with his name. But in it, he begins by describing some very ancient Eucharistic miracles, and then some more contemporary Eucharistic miracles that he says are happening in the Philippines. But then he begins to raise a question. And the question is, why do we not see more the healing power of the Eucharist? And he refers to a passage out of St. Paul where St. Paul talks about how many are dying and getting sick because they are not receiving the Eucharist worthily. But he goes on to talk about why do we not see that healing power. For me, the question was just slightly different as I read it. My question was more, why do we not see the transforming power of the Eucharist more than we see it? I was recalled of a question that many years ago, a young woman who was wanting to join the church asked me. She said to me, "Father, if those sacraments are so great, why do I not see it more in the lives of Catholics?" I could not answer her. But I think this book has helped me to answer that question. It gives four reasons why we do not see more the power of the Eucharist. The first one is our lack of devotion our lack of preparation. You know, how often we come to the line in the Eucharist not even really conscious of who it is that we are going to receive. How often do we go back from the Eucharist distracted about other things, not really giving gratitude to God for the gift of the very life of His Son? And he adds into that the fact that, according to surveys, there are many Catholics who just see the Eucharist as symbol. They can't see it as the real presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it has been transformed into His body and blood. And so seeing it as symbol, it can't have power, the power that it should have in their lives. So it was that lack of devotion, lack of really preparing oneself for the Eucharist, being grateful for the Eucharist, that he saw as one of the main reasons that we do not see the power of the Eucharist among us. Now the other reason, two or three reasons, especially the next two, are kind of obvious. That was infrequent reception of the Eucharist. You know, people who, well, it's just not important. Once in a while I go to communion, but not important. The third reason, more obvious, is those that just don't go. And then the fourth reason he gave is the unworthy reception of the Eucharist. Talked about people who receive the Eucharist when they're still bound to habits of sin. They're unrepentant. The sins are unconfessed. And that still clinging to those things that are very to the opposite of Christ, to the contrary to Him, they come forward to receive His body and blood. I think we all can understand that the Eucharist cannot have power in my life if I am not really connected to Christ Jesus. Not willing to let go of whatever in my life keeps me separated from Him. But it seems to me that as a church, we need to rediscover the Eucharist. We need to rediscover the reality of the Eucharist, that it is the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are receiving. It is the power of His life that He wants to give to us so that that life can be a transforming force in our lives. But we also need to look at how do we come forward to receive it? Do we come forward ready? Do we long to be more deeply united to Him? Are we aware of the tremendous gift that we are receiving? The Creator of the world, the Savior of the world, the one who died for our salvation. Are we really conscious of that, alert to that? Does it matter in our lives? And then we also need to look at maybe times that we would be better to stay away from the Eucharist when we're really not disposed. When there's evils in our lives that we're not willing to let go of. It might be evils like cheating in business. It might be evils like revenge and vengeance, hatred. It might be evils like cohabitation outside of marriage. It might be evils like married without the sacrament of matrimony. What is it in my life, we need to ask ourselves, that needs to change before I come to receive the Lord of life? Jesus gave us the sacrament of His body and blood to be a transforming power for us, to remake us into His image, we have to come to it disposed, desiring that transformation, desiring to be what He wants us to be. I'd like to suggest that we go again to the Gospel of John. I suggested 2 weeks ago that we look again at chapter 6 of John's Gospel. But I also suggest look at chapters 13, 14, 15, 16. In those chapters, Jesus speaks about how the Father and He want to come and dwell within us, make their abiding place in us. And it is the Eucharist that is the primary way that the Lord Jesus does that. He gives us His body and blood so that He can dwell within us, transform us, remake us into His image.